Many say trade over the Easter holiday was just a half of what they'd usually expect. Simon Jones can join us in our studio now in Dover. Let's cross to him. Simon, is there an end in sight to the big chill?
Well, bad news if you don't like this weather. It could be the middle of the month before temperatures get back to anything approaching normal. Here in Dover today, it's hit a sweltering 6 degrees. But because of the wind chill, it's felt more like zero. And if you're a seafront trader, it's not good news. And down the coast in Folkestone, I was there, the beach was pretty deserted today, and those venturing onto the sand were putting on several layers rather than the usual sunscreen you might expect. This time last year, do you remember that? Temperatures southeast, 21 degrees. Now, Chris Gale, who runs a stall selling seafood on the Folkestone seafront, says it's been pretty grim.
We haven't been bothering to open up because it's been so cold. This weekend wasn't too bad, because it's Easter weekend, obviously, but it's killed the trade by half, I should think, this cold weather. Really bad.
But better news for the ferry companies. A quarter of a million passengers used the port of Dover over the Easter period. 75,000 on Friday alone. It looks like many of us are simply deciding to head out of the country to get away from this all.
Simon, thanks very much. Joining me now, Sandra Matthews-Marsh, Chief Executive of Visit Kent. Sandra, what's your reaction then? I guess you can't really do anything about the weather, can you?
I think we were bracing ourselves for a quiet Easter, but I am quite pleased to tell you that from the ring round we did this morning, it wasn't as bad as it first appeared. And I think our attractions, Leeds Castle, Biddenden Vineyards, Quex Park, those we spoke to, Turner Contemporary, have all reported quite a reasonable Easter.
And I would imagine that all those venues, the one thing they've all got is undercover areas. People can go in, they can be part of it. Yeah. If you're in Leeds Castle, there's nothing better than a warm fire in the grate, is there, to make you feel all cosy. And they're going to really succeed. But what about all those other organisations who really rely on people enjoying the outside when it's so cold?
Well, I mean, Leeds Castle, I used to work there, so I know well, it is mostly outdoors, but they were pretty innovative with their admissions, their event that they ran. So I think the guys that have been very creative and have not just expected people to roll through the doors because it's Easter have actually done quite well. And I think that's a good lesson to everybody. But you're absolutely right. You know, who's going to want to sit on the beach with the kind of temperatures we've had? And this is also an issue about a very early Easter, and it's something we have to deal with.